everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Brewing Faith. It is Thursday. We've got a few school kids here in the office with us today, and we are looking forward to looking at the Word of God. We're going to read from the book of Jeremiah chapter 2 today. It's June 1st. Yay! It feels like summer, doesn't it? It's 80, I think it was 88 degrees today. Yes. So here we go. Feels like summertime. And did you guys ride in a fast car today?
Yeah.
We had a charger at school today, so these kids were, which one of you guys drove? Did you drive, Noah?
No.
You didn't drive? Yeah. If your mom or dad are listening.
I didn't drive.
You drove, Mariah? You get in trouble. Your nana gets you in trouble if you drove that charger. But
I didn't drive, but I wanted to.
You wanted to drive, Josie?
I wanted to.
No, but nobody wanted to ride with you, though, was the problem.
I did.
You would ride with Josie?
I wouldn't ride with Ava, though.
You would ride with Josie if Josie was driving?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would.
But if Ava was driving, you wouldn't ride, huh?
I would. Okay. I would slam on the gas.
Okay.
Riding.
Okay. Well, we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 2 today.
Oh,
and Mariah's going to help me read. Okay. I was driving home last night from, we were over preaching at Edwardsburg for Brother and Sister Jean's. And we were driving home, and I was listening to a song, and I was actually trying to find the song, couldn't find it today, but it's an old song. But the song was, and they didn't have full revelation of truth, but the song was talking about revelation. But it really spoke to me about when we can get revelation of what God is doing, what God is working, and the plan of God. When we get revelation, and again, the song didn't cover full truth. What is truth today? What is the plan of salvation? I want to see how much these students know today. I didn't ask them. This is not rehearsed. We didn't rehearse Brewing Faith this afternoon, but I'm going to ask. I need some answers. How am I saved today, Noah?
Getting the Holy Ghost?
Getting the Holy Ghost. That's one part. There's three parts.
Praying?
There's three parts.
Repent
is number one, and we're going to... And we're going to talk about repentance today.
Baptized?
Be baptized. Does it matter how you're baptized?
Name of Jesus Christ.
It doesn't need to be in the name of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Yes, it does need to be in the name of Jesus Christ, because we need the application of that name on our lives. So, as we were driving, this song was talking about revelation. And I told Sister Pearson as we were listening to the song, I said, You need to write this same song, but write it better and put truth into this song. Because the song moved me, and it moved me from, as the song flowed through, it was kind of a ballad of a song. Do you guys know what a ballad is?
No.
I was telling Noah today that your test, your word building test, you know how to get 100% on your test, on your word building test?
Getting the words right.
Getting the words right, but how can you get, I think Noah knows the answer, but
study,
that's what Noah said too, but word building, if you want 100% on your word building test, you know what's really, really important?
You read.
Read, if you read, because when you just read, you'll read words that you don't know, and you'll have to look at them and understand, and then when you go to spell words, it'll be just like easy. Because nobody likes studying, do we?
No.
No, nobody likes studying. But if I'm reading a book that I enjoy, I like, well, it'll just help me with my word building. What word did I just ask if you guys knew? What word?
Read, but
No, there was a word.
Bounding.
No.
Bounding?
Man, it's sorry, I don't even have it in my notes here. Somebody listening will have to tell me. I'll have to go back and look. I was going to have you guys explain a word.
Bounding.
No, what was the word?
Bounding.
Anyway, we're talking about revelation, getting revelation, and in the song, oh, a ballad. There was ballad. We were talking about the word ballad. So you guys don't know what a ballad is?
No.
So a ballad is a song that tells a story. It'll tell a story in the song. So, so this song was somewhat of a ballad, but, and so it was telling a story of the disciples and how. You think about you students here today. Pay attention real close, okay? And see if you can answer these questions as we talk about Revelation. Think about if you were one of the disciples and you started following Jesus, okay? And his ministry, and he did miracles, and you gave up everything. You gave up everything that you knew in life, your profession, to follow Jesus. And then at the end, he's saying, I'm going to go to a cross. I'm going to die. You would probably get confused, right? Like, you're going to die? Like, we gave up everything to follow you. This is not the way I envisioned for this to work. And this song, it was talking through revelation, how through all of this, so Mariah, listen to me. So how these disciples, they were following Jesus and they had given up all, but in the song it was like, but this is going different than I had planned. But it was just a beautiful song of slowly they would see piece by piece of the plan of God. But where am I going with this today is that they probably did not see full revelation until when? I know this is a deep question for students today. Some listener maybe, it wasn't at the moment that they followed Jesus that they got full of revelation, because when the cross happened, most of them all ran away, didn't they? They didn't understand. But where did they get full revelation? Was on the day of Pentecost, when the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking about that last night, of when we get the Holy Ghost, it's revelatory, that the power of God living in our lives. I know we're going to read out of the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, but this was just on my mind today. Jeremiah chapter 2. Mariah, why don't you just come over here and read out of my Bible right here. It's bigger right here. You can read. Verse 21. Read real loud right here. Then I can follow along too. Jeremiah 2 and 21.
Yet I had planted the...
A noble vine. Holy.
Holy right seed. Need how then art thou turned into the
degenerate
plant and of a strange vine unto me.
So again, we just talked about revelation and the disciples probably not getting full revelation until they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And here you see how we messed up the plan of God. He says, I had, this verse Mariah yet read here, yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. He made us perfect, but from the fall of Adam, we have been imperfect. I planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Wow. What God's saying here is, I had something beautiful planned for you. How did you turn it all into this degenerate? It's an interesting wording here by the prophet. You've turned it into a degenerate plant of a strange vine. You were a perfect plant. And really the plan of salvation, the redemption of God and his plan for mankind is to repent. And that's what he's saying here, that we get life messes us up, but he says, I have repentance for you. I have baptism in Jesus' name for you to wash away your sins and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I made you perfect. And really, from the very beginning, God made Adam and Eve perfect. But all of the problems we have, and when life goes bad, we don't blame God. Blame Adam. Blame Adam. Because that's why we have problems. Adam and Mariah said Eve and Eve. Don't forget Eve.
Because Eve ate the fruit.
Yeah, Eve ate the fruit first. That's
yeah,
right.
And then he gave it to Adam.
And then she gave it to Adam. That is correct. Okay, and so, but he says, I want to make you back to that perfect plant again. Verse 11, Josie, can you read verse 11 for me? Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 11.
Hath a
nation?
Nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed thy glory for that which does not
profit. Yes. So he says here, you've changed your gods to what that is no gods. You've changed your glory for which that does not profit. I'm thankful that he has a redemption plan for us. I don't want to change the glory of God into something that does not profit. He has something beautiful for us. That's the beauty of repentance that we have today. He's a mighty and he is an awesome God, and he gives us blessing. He wants to give us his favor if we repent. I like that. He said, my plan for you is a noble vine, a holy right seed. If we repent, we can have that from God. He's God that loves and cares for us today. Thankful for his word, Jeremiah chapter 2. Thank you, students, for reading for us today, and looking forward to Brewing Faith tomorrow, 1:30. And God is an amazing God. Live for him today. Put him number one. God bless you all. Jesus' name. Students got something to say before we go today? Josie, you got something to say? Mariah, you got something to say? She's thinking, she's wanting to say something.
You're the best, Pastor.
Oh, I'm the best. How about you, Noah? What do you got to say today? Okay, nothing from Noah. Amen. God is an amazing God. God bless you all.